time for the Molloy Drive Show podcast. For better vision, near or far, should have gone to Specsavers. Get $150 off Specsavers' quality range of multifocal lenses. Limited time, conditions apply. Okay, Australia, you know him. You can count on him.
I'm a 50-50 chance.
You love him.
Hello. Go to the top shelf, ladies.
And now, it's his show.
Here we go, people.
This is Molloy.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Monday edition of Molloy. Hello, Dave.
How are you, Mickey?
Going to get to you in just a moment. Oh, right. I want to know what we all did for Mother's Day, how we celebrated the most beautiful women in our lives. And if I know our listeners, Dave, they've done it in
they
style.
They would have come through again.
As you would have.
Yes.
I cannot wait
sure
to hear what you did. I'm sure you spared no expense. That will be discussed
right.
very shortly.
Beautiful.
A couple of great guests.
Yeah.
Two good friends of mine. Limo will be coming in. He's got plenty to talk about. And Tyson O'Reilly's going to do the world of sport with us. So much to get through. Ash Barty loses. Sam Kerr wins. Bamboo for cricket bats, volleyball band, Bondi and Tamarama, all this and much, much more. The Monday World of Sport is begging for it. We'll have nanny state callers. We'll have the song whisperer. We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. So much to get through.
For the drive home, this is Molloy.
Rosie joins us, our resident rock chick here at Triple M. You're a fan of the Beastie Boys?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Dave, it's Monday morning.
Used to be on that one.
Rosie knows how to panel.
Does she?
Yeah, she does.
I'm just leaving it in for you. Oh, it's a Monday. Amazed you're here.
Only just. Still not turning the mics on.
That's true.
Hey, we've got both of you here to talk about Mother's Day. 1-3-3-5-3. I want to know.
Yeah.
We've got some good prizes to give away.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to hear what you did for Mother's Day, how you spent it. Did you acknowledge your mother? Rosie, you're in, and I know you have a wonderful...
I'm a difficult only child.
You're a difficult only child. You're just difficult all round.
Yeah. Yes.
You're high maintenance. I think that's fair.
Oh.
You can turn on a dime.
Well,
you can...
funny you say that.
So, what have you done?
Well, I've moved into a new place in January, and for some unknown reason, Mum decided that it would be the perfect place to have Mother's Day lunch. She's never wanted to come to my place for a cup of tea, let alone a meal.
I've never been invited, I should point out.
Next week. And
great.
Decided I would cook lunch for Mother's Day.
Wow.
So it's my partner, my dad, mum, and, a little bit stressy.
It's the first time you've done it.
First time I've ever cooked for my parents.
Wow.
So I've got things on the stove and I'm doing whatever.
Boy.
And my dad and partner out the back talking.
Having a smoke.
Having a smoke, cigars, a bit of cognac.
Mum's decided to come into the kitchen to help.
Oh, nice.
Oh, well,
that's a good thing.
A mother and daughter working away. A bit like
bonding
that. A bit like that kitchen scene in The Big Chill.
They're all cooking
and mucking around.
Yeah. This is a really good moment.
Yeah. So she's chatting about, affairs and things that happen with the people that she knows and doctor's appointments.
Bit of
usual mum sort of chat.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And she said, "Can I help you?" And I said, "You can get out of the kitchen." Because it was really stressful. I was trying my best.
Mother's Day.
To have everything done at the right time.
Oh,
and there's, so I yelled
ruined.
At my mum to get out of my kitchen.
You yelled at your mum on Mother's Day.
On Mother's Day.
Told her to get out.
Well, all she wanted to do was spend some time with her daughter in the kitchen.
Right.
What is wrong with you? You really are.
Yeah, that's really.
I'm not
did
proud.
You mention your tats? Did you? Because I said you should have unveiled a new tat.
Yeah, she did like the idea of having a mum tramp stamp. So that's
because
for next year.
Because I told her about your first one, didn't I?
Yeah, and my second. And thankfully, you weren't working with me for my third.
Oh,
where's that?
Here.
I haven't seen that. I don't approve of that by the way. It's not very ladylike.
All right. Dange?
Hard. What did you do?
Check
this out. This will be big.
No, that's all right. For Liz?
For Liz. Yeah, Liz, mother of my two kids. Yes, look, so on Saturday, which was the day before Mother's Day, the kids still hadn't organised anything, so I said, well, we'll go out and get something. So we got her a candle because, the candles are nice. They're a good present, aren't they? And it was a top as well that she wanted, so that was great. So Mother's Day, the next day rolls over and the kids, so Grace, my daughter, she's in year 12, so she's got a lot of homework going on at the moment. So we were going to go out for lunch. But Grace said, can I just, I've got a sack tomorrow, so I'm going to do my homework. So, okay. And then my son, James, said, I'm not feeling great. Can I stay home too? So, all right.
Oh, poor Liz.
So it's just me and Liz, which is fine. That's okay.
Oh, poor
both,
Liz.
Both of us have gone out for lunch.
Okay, what's the point?
Went down the coast, which would be great.
Fish and chips?
No, I didn't go fish and chips. We were driving down one of the main streets and, it's a Ferguson Player, which we love the bakery.
Hang on.
What?
You took her to a Ferguson pie.
You had
a Ferguson pie.
Yeah. Well, she had the Angus.
Mother's Day.
And I had just the plain beef. And it was at 2 o'clock. They were starting to pack up. So there's all chairs everywhere around us and they're mopping. And it's just her and I there at Ferguson Player having two pies and a water. There was our Mother's Day lunch.
Yeah.
What?
I didn't see my mum.
What?
I didn't feel right. I saw her the night before.
Okay.
I saw
Still not
in what capacity did you see her the night before?
Dropped off. No, I didn't. I saw her the night before. I went round and went, it's all good. I'm playing golf tomorrow.
Right. But you would have organised the boys to get something for their
mum. Well, that's interesting too for their mum.
Right.
Yeah, I didn't. Is that bad?
Yes.
Is that bad juju?
Yes.
Is that going to come back to bite me?
Yes.
I did see a photograph of them making a beautiful breakfast in bed.
Oh, so, that's nice.
That's amazing.
It is. Rachel's on the line. Rachel, let's see what Rachel's up to, shall we?
Yeah, let's go. Rachel. Hey, Rachel.
Hi, how you going?
Yeah, good. What did you do with your mum?
Oh, mum wanted to go to a high tea.
Yep.
She must have forgotten I was a fat bastard and the food that they give you is like not...
It's tiny not sandwiches. Really
there. All right.
Yeah,
finger food. Painting the picture for us. And so what happened? You didn't touch the sides.
So, no, and I was quite hangry, and I did the right thing and let her drink, so I couldn't even drink away my sorrow.
Rachel, this sounds terrible. So you're hangry, your mum's getting pissed, you're at high tea. Did you tip the whole thing over and storm out? What happened?
Well, I had my 18-year-old daughter there. She proceeded to get pissed as well and bought me a key ring.
She
bought a key ring.
And bought a key ring. Oh, and gave you a key ring. Care, Dave.
Yeah, a case of Brick Lane Draft to sort of drown your sorrows with there. Rachel, it's on its way.
1-333-53. Give us a call and let us know what you did for Mother's Day.
Get with the program, Toots. This is Malloy.
Limo will be joining us soon. Titus O'Reilly is coming up as well. This is
Cannot
Malloy.
Wait. Right now, we're taking calls for Mother's Day. What did you do for your beautiful mother? We acknowledge other people's mothers.
Yeah.
It's a special day.
It is.
They are special women in our lives. They need to be acknowledged for all the fine work they're bringing us into this world.
Yeah, exactly.
Quite frankly, I would like to make a special acknowledgement. 1-333-53. Give us a call because we're going to put them. Here calls to air.
Yeah.
But I would like to acknowledge one very special mother.
Okay.
A Malian woman who's given birth. You ready for this?
Right.
At home, mums, are you sitting down?
How many?
9 babies in Morocco. But get this.
Wow.
After expecting 7.
Oof.
So 2 extras bobbed up. We've got a BBC news report. Have a listen.
Now to an extremely rare pregnancy and a possible world record. A 25-year-old woman from Mali has given birth to 9 babies, 2 more than she expected. They are premature and weigh less than a kilogram each.
Halima Cisse gave birth to 5 girls and 4 boys. The babies are all well, and if there are no complications, the family will set a new world record.
It's unbelievable.
You want to be up the non-strikers end for that one.
Oh, my God.
Imagine holding the hand on that one.
He's not
okay,
on.
No, you're going good, Oh, Jesus, you're strafing the room, honey. Like a sprinkler.
He's another one.
Be popping out like Maltesers.
Man.
I mean, what is going on?
I don't know.
But how do you get, where's the extra 2 come from?
That's right. Well,
so the 12th man in cricket.
That's
you've got
right.
a cricket team there.
Exactly.
So I've had 7, so they've done the ultrasound, and they've gone, well, bad news, you're going to have 7.
Yeah.
Now, imagine that. So you've punched out the 7th one.
Sure.
And you'd be wiping the brown and going, look, I've got a little bit of, well, I've got some good news.
Something to tell you.
There's another 2.
Here they come.
On the way.
5 girls, so
everyone
4 boys.
Everyone duck. Sit on your helmets. What is that?
That is
5 boys.
World record too.
4 girls.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, when it comes to breastfeeding, 2 words.
What's that?
Cracked nipples. That's all I'm going to say.
Grab the pawpaw cream.
Get the pawpaw. Someone crack open the pawpaw cream. We've got five boys and four girls.
Non-uplets. That's what they are.
Non-uplets.
Non-uplets. Yeah, non-uplets.
Jesus. You know what?
That's a
pram with monster truck tires. What do you? How do you get nine?
That is incredible.
133353. Yep. Come on, mums. Ladies. You mightn't have given birth to nine babies, but it's still worth acknowledging the mum in your life. Let us know.
Get involved. Malloy, Triple M.
A drive home that's always unpredictable. This is Malloy.
Mother's Day, we're about to take your calls. Just reiterating the story of the Malian woman. She's mum of the year, as far as I'm concerned. Gave birth to nine babies in Morocco.
That's unreal.
After expecting seven. Oof. Five boys, four girls. Yep. Imagine being at that birth. You'd have the doctor.
Yeah.
And like a slips cordon.
That's exactly right.
Four slips, two gullies. And they would be popping out.
Imagine the toilet training. Imagine the baby wipes and the nappies.
I'm still getting over the breastfeeding. They'd be like honking onto a nipple like piglets. You know what I mean? Nine of them.
Sucklings,
Suckling away.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Yeah, my turn.
That's what they've got to do. How does that work?
Forget the Bindi Ewan, Docker. This is the one I want to see. Nine. Jeez Louise.
That's a lot of babies.
How'd you spend Mother's Day? 133353. Debbie's on the line. Debbie, what did you do for your mum?
I bought my 83-year-old mother a little bit of land entitlement in Scotland, which made her a lady because she's very well-to-do.
Oh.
And when I was trying to...
Hang on, sorry, just back over that.
Yeah.
So you've basically, and I've heard of this, you can buy a title.
Mm. Yeah, you buy a plot in Scotland and they plant a tree on it for you and then they give you, you are a lady then.
That's
so,
cool.
Yeah,
well, that's wonderful. Your mum's now referred to as lady.
Yeah.
And then she was very, very annoyed all day and I couldn't work out why. And she said, I can't believe you bought me a plot, not even in Australia. And she thought I bought her a burial plot.
Oh, Debbie. Yeah.
So that's not a bad idea, though. I might do that for my mum.
She was like... And your sister bought me a burial plot.
Buy my mum a burial plot. No, good. My mum might get a pamphlet for one of those ones where she can pay for her own.
No, you don't do that. Oh, mate, you're in show business. You're wealthy. You don't need... No, that's a terrible thing.
No, she doesn't want to be a burden to me after she's gone, I'm pretty sure.
So I'm in town now and I'm currently going to try and find something else to go with the said burial plot.
Oh, I'll give her something, Dave.
Debbie, we will give you... What about a shopping voucher worth $100 on its way? So I think that's a great prize.
That would be beautiful.
Hey, welcome. Debbie, did you hear what Dave did for the mother of his children?
Not bad.
Took her out for a pie.
Went to a bakery for lunch?
Took her out for a pie.
It was a nice pie, I bet.
It was, with sauce, Debbie,
That's just terrible, Dave. Hey, Debbie, Steve's on the line. Steve, what did you do for Mother's Day?
Well, g'day, Mick. G'day, Dave.
Hey, Steve.
Dave, you'd like this one. So the in-laws, both the mother-in-laws are close to 80.
Yeah.
And we decided we'd put on a high tea.
Oof.
We did the homemade sausage rolls, the quiches, this and that, and blah, blah, blah. Set all the table up. I'm ready to have a beer. Just, all right, they're turning up at 11 o'clock.
That's it.
And my wife says to me, oh, I forgot to make the scones. My mum loves scones. It was like hell's kitchen.
You had one, mate, you had one job.
Yeah.
Make the friggin' scones, dude.
Yeah.
It's scones.
And no scones.
But it gets better. So then they were the rush scones in the world, and they tasted like boots. And I said, everyone's got to have a scone. I made them. They're lovely. And they all went, with that funny face that old lady.
Yeah, mate. You failed.
Lovely. Absolutely lovely.
Can you? I had exactly the opposite. So I was a guest of CUB's in their box for the Ashes, for Boxing Day Test.
Oh, wow.
And I was in there with a mate of mine, Darren Chow, who I take everywhere. We go out. We were guests at CUB, and at the, at the tea break, they serve party pies, right, sausage rolls.
Yeah.
So you get pies and sausage rolls, and they'd run out.
No.
And Chow goes to the head of Flip, hello, if you're listening, the head of CUB.
Oh, no, righto.
Hey, mate. Where's the party pies? And he goes, oh, where's the pies? He goes, we don't have any, but we've got some scones. And Jerry goes, hey, it's not friggin' Wimbledon.
Come on. Chow, you're a guest of CUB.
And when I say friggin', may have unleashed. Scones for Mother's Day, pies for footy.
That's it.
But you can't do Mother's Day without the scones. That's bad. You're a bad boy. You're a bad son.
whoever you are, Steve. Joe's on the line. Joe.
Hi, Mick. Hi, Dave.
What do you do?
Well, my son's 23rd was on the Saturday, so I got together with my boys and we went bowling and we went putt-putt golfing and they got to smash a few balls.
Great.
And then we decided that for Mother's Day we'll get together and have dinner on Sunday night. And my friend made really nice tandoori chicken and I decided
that sounds great.
A little bit early.
All right.
And by 4:30 when my eldest son got out for dinner, I had pretty much passed out.
Okay, and your line's dropping out. I'm sorry, Joe. We can't really hear you properly.
I think she passed out after all that. That was
sounds like she's still passing out on the phone. I'll tell you what we're going to have to do. We're going to have to leave it there. Yeah, we've got so many more calls banked up, but we just can't get through them because there was a motherload of sport dropped on the weekend.
Indeed.
And one of the greats, Titus O'Reilly, is going to come in and talk us through everything we need to know.
You bet.
For the drive home, this is Molloy.
All around Australia on Triple M and through the listener app as well. This is Molloy. Mick Molloy, Limo to join us soon. We've got a lot more to come on the big Monday show, but right now joining us in studio, it's Titus O'Reilly on Molloy.
Titus, thanks for swinging by. Yeah, we always love having you on the program.
Yes.
And of course, Neroli Meadows normally does Monday, but unfortunately for her, she's quarantining after her time in India and is doing, it's harrowing, but is in the Maldives as we speak.
I skipped quarantine. My wife just gave birth to 9 children, so I got out of that country pretty fast.
Interesting.
Hey, that's a big day, isn't it?
Yeah. They're already better than North Melbourne, so those 9 kids.
It's really an entire team, isn't it?
Look, it's more than I was hoping for. I have fingers crossed for 7.
5 boys, 4 girls. I mean, that's got to be a good...
At that point, you don't even learn their names, do you?
No,
that's too much. That's right. To B1, B2, B3, B4. Let's get into it. Where do you want to start? What's taking your fancy over
the
weekend?
Well, I think golf. I know what a fan of golf you are.
I am.
This story would resonate with you. Bryson DeChambeau.
Okay, the biggest hitter in the world,
as we speak. Very interesting stroke.
It's a weird technique. It's controversial, but it works.
It works.
He's probably 50 metres bigger than anyone else.
He was playing the Wells Fargo Championship.
Yes.
And he had not a great round, shot 71, thought, I'm missing the cut. He'd missed the cut. And so he got on his private jet. This is a very relatable story for all the weekend golfers listening. We've all done it. He'd organised his private jet to pick him up. He'd flown all the way home, over 2,000 kilometres, when he found out that he actually had made the cut.
Oh, no.
And luckily, he had a special relationship with the private jet company that he was able to organise one.
To take him back.
Got all back on the jet, flew back with an hour to go.
Oh, my God.
To play again.
How'd he go?
He went all right. Not great.
Not great.
He had a few too many drinks on the plane. It was free drinks the whole way. Do you remember this? Jeff Ogilvy did this too.
Jeff Ogilvy.
He finished up at it. He thought he was going to miss the cut. Went to get a flight out. Before he got on the plane, they said, no, you've actually made the cut. Got him back. Yeah. But he'd already checked his golf clubs in.
Oh.
And couldn't get him back.
Had to use a pair of set of loaders. Hey, can I loan you? But do you know what I do? And Sam Pang pointed this out to me last time we played golf together. He said, congratulations, we finally finished the round. Because if I'm not having a good time, I just storm off. So I don't wait to make the cut. If I get six holes in, and I don't like the way this is shaping up.
Yeah.
I am known to hightail it back to the club. You think it's like a computer game?
That you can just turn off the computer when it's not going well.
Can I tell you about my favourite round of golf ever? And this was at my golf club, the National Golf Club. And we all went out there. So it was Saturday, all 3 courses were chock-a-block.
Right.
And then the sirens went off, the lightning sirens. So when the sirens go off, everyone has to come in. So everyone comes in and it's storm came through. Let's call it an hour and a half, 2 hours. So everyone's in the clubhouse. Everyone's drinking like a maniac. And then they go, all right, we're good to go. The worst golf cards in the history of the National were handed in that day. It was like 180 pissed men
getting back out.
Found their way back out onto the course. So you've got to be careful when it comes to golf.
Oh, what terrible. Else have we should mention that they're looking at using bamboo instead of willow
is
in
this
cricket
true?
Bats. This is true.
For what reason so, and what end?
So the real reason is willow is it takes a long time to grow. You would know this. You know, always growing willow. 15 years.
Agriculture. What do you call it? A botanist?
Forestry.
Yeah. Forest. Whatever. Like, well, yeah,
you've
willow.
Proven what an expert you are straight away.
You're an arborist.
Yeah, you know.
It takes 15 years. There's a shortage. So they've done some tests and showed bamboo can actually work just as well, if not better, than willow.
Okay, who's done these tests?
Yeah, well, this is these scientists have done these tests. They could have been doing a vaccine. But instead they went, no, let's not get distracted by this minor pandemic. Let's focus on what's important in life, and that's improving cricket bats.
What are you
and I'm
working
glad
on?
They are.
Working on the new bamboo bat.
But the best thing about it is bamboo is not a wood. It's not a tree. It's a grass.
Well, right.
And anyone that's played club cricket knows grass is often used to improve performance.
There's a time and a place for bamboo. It's on the pan pipe. Is that that's bamboo? Is that bamboo? Is it?
Perhaps the bats can be built to just, you can also blow on them in between. Play a bit of a tune after year to six.
Hey, I don't want to play with a bamboo bat. I want to play with the willow. What about the aluminium bat? There was one in history.
Dennis
Lilly's. Do you remember the...
Yeah, it got banned straight away.
It got...
But because Dennis Lilly carried it out, they all sold out and he made a fortune. And then they were banned. So everyone bought them.
We had Greg Chappell on the front bar recently and he said, Sam, he said, I just had to go. He said, his most important job as captain of the Australian cricket team during that period was being like a teaser pony for Dennis Lilly and getting him on the pitch, off the pitch. And when he saw him walking, when he saw him walking out with the bat, he knew Dennis was trying to get a reaction out of him. So he just said, I'm not even going to bother. I'm going to wait. And then when the umpires.
Yeah. But that aluminium bat, he was able to take it back to South Australia for a 5-cent refund.
Hold that thought. We're going to come back with more sport with Titus O'Reilly.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Malloy.
We've got Titus O'Reilly in studio with us right now.
Just before we get into it, Titus, Jay has fact-checked the panpipes and?
Panpipes are made from bamboo.
Thank you very much.
Oh, this is fact-checking panpipes. This is good Triple M gear, isn't it?
That's
really in the wheel.
That's not panpipes, Dave.
What about this one?
Now you're talking turkey.
Oh, that's beautiful.
So you made your 100 and then you blow into the... Now, that is... Fantastic. Why would you want a bat made out of bamboo?
Wouldn't you if you can do in between overs? It's a beautiful...
Maybe the stumps should be made out of bamboo, and at the end of the day, you can play the stumps like panpipes.
Why isn't everything made out of bamboo? Come on.
Why aren't the stumps replaced by panpipes?
It's a great
and
idea.
And at the end of every session,
well,
you can have a
little
sheets
out of bamboo now. So, like, what else?
Yeah, exactly.
It's cricket bats.
You can get a panda bear to... style your bat.
That would be the danger of having it. you go to get your cricket
pitch
bat.
A invasion and, from a panda? Yeah,
a group of a family of pandas come running into the...
Now, Titus, I want you to talk to me what's going on in Sydney on Bondi Beach and Tamarama regarding beach volleyball. This seems un-Australian to me.
Well,
what's going on?
They're looking at banning beach volleyball.
Why?
They're saying because it's... You know, balls are hitting people,
right?
Well, you know what I mean. It's a big
beach.
It's been there forever. It's up the back. It's not like it's...
This is nanny state.
It's not like it's between the flags.
This is a nanny state. And I've watched a lot of Bondi Rescue, and I've never seen those guys...
Hoppo?
...suddenly go, we've got a down beach goer who got hit by a volleyball.
We have to revive somebody in there with the volleyball.
They're giving CPR for like half an hour to the guy who's on... So it seems like... I think it's more that probably men are getting erections while watching. To be honest, I mean, that's the only thing that makes sense.
It's the old Top Gun principle. Is that what you're saying? If you can't play volleyball on the beach, that's where it was during the Olympics. It's beach volleyball. It's part of it. You can't do anything these days. Well, is totem tennis okay? What? Are they coming for my totem tennis?
I think they are.
Oh,
I think
God.
This is...
What?
Yeah, and they're now making those out of bamboo.
It's gone too far. The volleyball is part. They had the Olympic volleyball on that beach.
That's right. It's iconic, isn't it?
You can't ban it.
this and is her friend. Who was the other one? They won a gold medal or something on that beach.
But this is local councils. Too much time, not enough to do.
Yeah.
And now they're going after the national sport. Of beach volleyball.
There's only one reason beach volleyball should ever be banned. Hot sand.
If the sand is too hot, you can't.
If you've got to keep your thongs on, it's just
you've got to keep your thongs
on your feet.
And then at Tamarama. Tamarama, maybe, because that is a tiny beach.
Right.
It'd be hard to stay out of.
Well, get in the water. That's the thing. It's easy to get out of the way of the volleyball.
That's right.
By the way, we're talking Olympic events. So what's happening with our Olympians? Can I ask you quickly? They've been fast-tracked.
To be vaccinated.
The order to get their vaccinations. Yeah. And when I say fast-tracked, I mean, what, early 2023? given the state of the rollout.
Yeah, they're being vaccinated. I don't think it's for coronavirus. I think it's a rabies injection.
What is going on?
It starts today. Our athletes, there's going to be 1,400 people that will get the vaccine who are going over.
Right.
And it starts today. They're starting to give it. And I'm all for this.
Mm.
I can't believe our athletes aren't being at the front of the line from the start. That's the genetic material in our society we want to protect.
Right. All these first responders.
Yeah, that's right.
Get to the back of the queue.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, first responders.
I've got a shot putter who needs a jab quickly. This is incredible.
A first responder's not going to win you the Ashes. That's all I'm.
A first responder can't bring home the gold.
I don't know why anyone doesn't have the guts to say this.
Just come out
but
and say
it. We need, if we lose the Ashes because of some coronavirus, getting the Olympians done first makes a lot of sense.
Here's what's interesting to me is if you had told me that 4 years ago, we would be asking to see the Olympic Village strewn with syringes, that wouldn't raise eyebrows that was a good thing.
Yeah.
I mean, by the way, you might want to check a few of the odd syringes. They could be the cyclists I don't trust. Do not let them inject themselves.
Well, getting a jab in the Olympic Village used to mean a very different thing. But my favourite of all these, they're going to have to drug test them all because they're just all going to be taking
vaccine everywhere.
Reminds me of my favourite drug test, the basketballer DJ Cooper, who gave a urine sample and passed,
right,
only to be told, you've passed the drug test, but you're pregnant. And he'd used his girlfriend's urine.
Yeah.
She didn't know she was pregnant, and that's how they discovered they were having a baby.
And not only did she discover she was pregnant, she was going to have 5 boys and 4 girls. Titus, thanks for swinging by. Yeah. So much we didn't get through. Congratulations to your team, Melbourne. Flag favourites?
It's a sure thing, obviously.
Flag favourites. Right. Cannot lose.
Yeah. All right, well, that's Titus O'Reilly on the bagpipes.
Oh, beautiful.
See us out. It's Malloy, Triple M.
This is Malloy.
Who's coming up in the next hour?
Limo is here, so he'll be joining us, our old friend of the show. Yeah, and we're taking your calls and take your tweets. It's Malloy.
That's my catchphrase.
I'm sorry.
I never say that again like it's your thing.
Come on.
We'll
take your calls, take your tweets, all the rest of it.
Mick, that is the song Whisperer. Play him in, Dave.
Okay, here we go. With
Jay Mondo, just before we get into it, Mother's Day.
Yeah.
How does that play out for you?
Lots of moms all over the world.
All over the world.
Which means lots of flowers.
Is it Mother's Day in America?
Mother's Day in America, absolutely. So flowers to Morag, who's the mother of Astrid in Sydney. Flowers to Alex, who is the soon-to-be mother in London. Tracy, who's the mother of Calvin in St. Louis. Anna, who's the mother of Gabby, also
Good
in St.
Lord.
Louis. And then my mom, Sheila, who's the mother of me.
What a great name.
Wow,
Sheila.
Awesome.
How about
that's a lot of flowers.
It's a lot of flowers.
Did you cover it all?
That's
a busy day.
Covered it all, but I could never cover it all.
Cost you a bit, though.
I owe him a lot of flowers.
Yeah, did you grow them yourself? You need to start your own lavender field or something. Wow, and all good?
All good. Although, do you think I should be where I saw Astrid? She reads a lot, and this is just read the title of the book that she's currently
Astrid
reading.
Astrid, we should point out, is a brilliant
podcaster.
Academic and podcaster.
Yep.
Incredibly
and
smart.
Writer and reader. Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, that's not good. So, the title of the book is The Husband Poisoner.
I don't want to read too much into it.
No.
Was that on the bedside table?
Yeah.
She was actively reading it in bed.
Allowed?
I asked her, I said, I hope that's nonfiction and not a how-to.
allowed.
Yeah. There is a sort of a trace of that behaviour in your family, though, with the goldfish and all. I mean, pattern of behaviour.
Yeah, what about a book called The Goldfish Poisoner in your household?
It's a memoir.
All right. Synopsis, please.
All right. We've gone through a rough patch. We've had our ups and downs. Look, I screwed up. Thought you'd never come back. I've reevaluated my actions and beliefs, and I'm no longer living a Chicken Little existence. I've gone back to basics, a solid foundation to support our future of maintaining the status quo.
I am a rock. I am an island.
Richard Clapton.
I love it. It's not correct, but I...
You got it there, no?
If only it could be.
You could give me the heads up if you want that song.
No, well, I don't know the end.
Okay, all right. Well, I'm just,
what have you got?
He's thinking on the fly.
Well, you said, like, what was the last line of that synopsis song, Whispering?
A solid foundation to support our future of maintaining the status quo.
What is wrong with you, Dave? If you're not going to take it seriously, don't do it.
You said status quo.
Yellow card. Okay?
It's not. It's
yellow.
Not.
Is it this one? Is that what you were thinking?
No. I am a rock.
No.
I am an island. Nicky. Do you know the song?
I know the song, but who sings it?
I don't
is
know.
It Simon and Garfunkel?
No, Simon and Garfunkel.
It is. It is.
Yeah, it is Simon and Garfunkel.
I'm thinking I'm an Island by Richard Clapton.
Who I was allowed to go and see at MCG, but I wasn't allowed to see Kiss at
Right. Sound of Silence, but
Simon,
no rock and roll.
See Simon and Garfunkel in their polo.
Sucks to be you.
Knock out some folk music. Thanks, Mum. That's what I reminded her on Mother's Day. Thanks for not letting me get a kiss. 133353, you get the idea.
This is Malloy. Time to gather back around your wireless, people. Here comes the big second hour of Malloy.
Got to be a beauty, make no mistake. Limo will be joining us in just one moment. We're going to take Nanny State callers. We'll take your calls, we'll take your tweets. In fact, let's welcome him right now, Limo.
Hello, wonderful to be here. My favourite segment on radio, the Song Whisperer. Nice to be in for it.
Get into it straight away, Dave.
Here we go.
Let's go. Did you hear the synopsis?
Yes.
So you're going to have a crack at this?
Yes.
Well, have a go. Well, hang on.
Okay.
That's just for all our listeners out there. Go again. Whisperer.
We've gone through a rough patch. We've had our ups and downs. Mm. Look, I screwed up. Thought you'd never come back. I've reevaluated my actions and beliefs, and I'm no longer living a Chicken Little existence. Back to basics.
What's a Chicken Little existence?
Well, think about Chicken Little. What did Chicken Little do?
He's an idiot.
Chicken Little ran around making proclamations about things. So this person is no longer doing
Rosie's
that.
Rosie's making strange gestures.
Yeah, what's going on out
you
there?
Get in here. Do you want
She's doing the chicken dance.
She's doing a chicken dance.
Is it the chicken dance?
Rosie's lost it.
Yeah. So
she's drunk, I reckon.
She is.
It's after 5. I've gone back to basics. A solid foundation to support our future of maintaining the status quo.
I feel like chicken tonight. I feel like chicken tonight. Like chicken tonight. Yes?
No.
Whatever happened to that? That was a good jingle.
That was a great jingle. It's still in our heads.
Have you got one?
It's Suspicious Minds.
Oh,
which one?
Elvis or Fine Young Cannibals? Yeah.
What the hell is
that? Well, I don't know.
It doesn't matter.
This doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But it's wrong. Is it
why did you think that?
Because they say rocky ground.
Going through a rough patch.
Going through a rough patch.
Ups and downs.
Can't go on together. Yeah. Can't go on together.
You haven't nailed this format. Thanks for playing, but no prizes for you.
What a bummer.
You're wide of the mark. All right, well, let's go to the callers.
Okay.
Matt's on the line. Matt, have a crack. What do you reckon, mate?
Mick, is it killing in the name of?
I really hope so. I really do. We don't play it enough.
We don't.
Cowbell.
Are they coming back out? Remember, they were a COVID casualty.
Yeah,
they were coming to Australia.
Yes.
We were already lining up to get the tickets.
Absolutely.
And then...
Cancel. It's not. I wish it were, but it's not.
I really wanted Chicken Little to have a tie-in to killing in the name
that's
of.
Right. No. Gather around.
That's my karaoke song, by the
is
way.
It?
Yeah. I'll let it rip. Gary's on the line. Oh, if it's this song,
couldn't
I will,
be more
I will tip furniture
anyway,
over.
Let hear him out.
I will hear him out. Gary, I hope you are wrong.
Come on.
Hey, at least I don't like Coldplay.
Right, well, good for you.
Okay.
Give him a prize, Dave.
Yeah, it's Bryan Adams' Please Forgive Me. Please Forgive Me.
Jeez. No, Brian, I don't forgive you.
From
no.
Rage Against the Machine to Brian Adams in the span of about 60
Chicken
seconds.
Little.
That's
good.
Not correct. It's a broad church here at Triple Hearing.
Yeah. Jody, come on, Jody. You can do this.
Come on, Jody.
Okay, I think it's 1 Week by the Bare Naked Ladies. It's been 1 week
since you looked at me. The type of stunt we'd pull.
Catchy song.
Yeah. It is the type of stunt we would pull.
It sure is. But not this time.
Case of Brick Lane on its way. The draft for you, Jody. Oh, bad luck, but thanks for calling.
Available in all Dan Murphy stores, and it is a great drop. My sister had some for her 21st birthday party.
Yeah,
what do you think
on the weekend? Well, just put it this way. The cops were called.
Oh, well done. Right. Good night out. All around at the Molloys.
It's a long story, but my work here is done.
A wonderful endorsement for the Brick Lane.
Yeah, that's...
I wasn't saying it was Brick Lane's fault.
But that's right.
It was powered by Brick Lane.
Yeah.
Uncle Mickey.
Hey, no, Jody, no. John's on the line. John, on, John. What are you thinking?
Never tear us apart in excess.
Ruined for me by the Port Adelaide Football Club. An otherwise good song that now has connotations I don't care for.
One of the most contrived moments in Australian sport.
It was. I don't care.
Not correct.
Ah, well, bad luck. Wendy's on the line. Come on, Wendy. You can do this. Hey, what are you thinking?
Okay.
What are you thinking?
In excess, don't change a thing.
And why do you say that, Wendy?
Just because of the Chicken Little thing.
The Chicken Little? What's the Chicken Little thing?
The sky won't fall down.
The sky above won't fall down. Don't change. Maintain the status quo. Correct.
Oh, you got it.
Oh, my God.
Wendy's got it.
Well done.
$200 to go shopping at the Neverland store as well. That's
how stupid does Rosie feel now? All she was doing was out there was doing the chicken movement.
Oh, yeah.
And we've got someone in here.
She's doing this one. Ridiculous. And James was doing the pan pipes out there as well. I mean... What goes on with our production team?
You've come on a good day, Lemo.
What is going on in this place? Oh, yeah. Did you guys have a long lunch today? Or what is happening?
Listen to the podcast. It'll make more sense.
Congratulations. I've got both hands on the mic. Here we go.
For the drive home, this is Malloy.
Joined by Lemo.
Oh, wonderful to be here, team.
What do you do Mother's Day?
Happy Mother's Day to all the mums out there. Very quickly, I just want to give a mention to this, the mother from Mali.
Oh, yeah?
Five boys, four girls, one birth. Wow.
Was expecting seven.
Yeah.
And had two
extra
extras.
Two. Yeah, swung by.
Hey, at least it wasn't the other way around. You're having twins. Oh, oops. There's nine.
Man.
That'd be a little shock to the
twins.
System. Hey, do you know what the Guinness World Record is for the most kids born to one mother? Not in a single birth, but over the...
Okay. How many kids? 15.
We've got to wind the clock back to Russia in the late 1700s.
Well, there's some wife of a czar.
One woman, peasants actually, she had 69 children. 69.
I'm just sniggering it. Dave, did you snigger at 69?
Did you? That was a test for you two, by the way. You both failed.
I didn't snigger.
You did.
I was looking around to think, are we going with this or not?
And I did it.
69,
which I...
In how many births?
24.
Wow.
So a couple of sets of quadruplets to triplets.
That's a big family.
A few twins. And yes, Mick, 69.
Yeah. Which she's going to have fast... I'm going to call it now, stretch marks.
I reckon after 60.
You know what? I was playing golf the other day and I saw a kangaroo that had a joey in its pouch.
Right.
And I went, women are lucky they didn't have pouches. Because that looked like a heavy line. That's talk about stretch marks. There's some big...
tail and legs sticking out.
There's a big thing hanging out there. The joey's quite big. It was like one that wouldn't leave home.
That's it.
I get this appointment with your joey. You got to go, hey, out.
Get out.
What'd you do?
Where are you playing golf, by the way? In a national park or...?
No, it's just, the new natural environment. Yeah, I like to get out there.
Okay. Hey, so Mother's Day for me, my wife called me on Friday. I've had a shocker. She called me on Friday.
Right. He took his wife out and gave her a pie.
Angus so beef.
Okay. Mick, hold my beer. So Kel calls me on Friday and she prompts me and says, oh, what are we doing on Sunday got to make some plans for Mother's Day. And I just had this moment where everything crystallized in my head and I was like, because I had committed to host the Hawthorne's President's Function at the MCG. So I had a gig.
Yeah, it's huge.
What? Hang on. you had a gig at the football, at the home of football, on at lunchtime.
So, oh, so I've said,
so, you have had a shocker.
So she said, what are we doing? And I went, oh, hey, you fancy, fancy going to the footy on Sunday? She's like, no, I don't want to go to the footy. I
said, Kel is too good for you.
Yeah. I said, I might be kind of committed.
It's too good
so
for you.
So she said,
oh,
what,
you are unbelievable.
She said, what about our son who's out laying on a couch outside the studio right now? And I said, don't worry, I'll organise the babysitter, right? So she says, all right, God, if we have to, you know. So I ring the babysitter. The babysitter's working. She can't do it. Ew. So I organised the babysitter's husband to come over to our house. So the babysitter's husband turned.
I found a guy at a bus stop. He said he had an hour free, so I got him
your,
in.
Done your checks on this guy? Or?
I get the babysitter's, so the babysitter, Fernanda, she can't do it. So I get a husband, Victor, who turns up with his twins because he can't.
He's got his own kids.
He's got his own kids because the wife's at work.
Yeah.
So he turns up with his twins to look after our son. But anyway, Kel and I get to the president's function, and when we turn up, we realise that it was kid-friendly. You could have we could have taken him to the president's function. So
you have had a shocker.
I've had a dead
shocker. You know what? You've let everyone down. You let your son down. Yeah. He could have come. Yeah. You've let your beautiful wife down who didn't want to go to the footy. Tell me you did something other than that.
Let's not get bogged down in the details. Look, she had a few. She had a few drinks.
Sure.
We got a prize for Kel.
We got a case of Brick Lane.
A case of Brick Lane.
A case. Actually, that's the perfect prize because she doesn't drink beer. I'll polish that off.
Hang about, Limo. When we come back, I want to ask you about something else.
Yeah, you bet. Limo's with us.
A drive home that's always unpredictable. This is Malloy.
He's a friend of the show.
Triple M.
His name's Limo, and he's here in studio right now on Malloy. Triple M.
What are you doing today? You've talked over the end
They've changed it on me, and I muck it up every time.
Well, you're just talking over the top of.
Sorry, Matty.
What are you going to do? Are you going to stay back and practice?
I will. You know what I'll do?
Do you want to do it again?
All right.
Do I have a go now? Have a go now.
Do I have to? Okay, I've got to find
just
a bit.
Just get it right, okay, because it's starting to annoy me.
Okay. It's starting to annoy me.
A drive home that's always unpredictable. This is Malloy on Triple M.
Hey, what are you doing, Dave?
I feel like that was deliberate.
A drive home that's always unpredictable. This is Malloy on Triple M.
Mick Malloy and Limo with us in studio right now.
Oh, that was a lot of dead air. That made me anxious.
Sorry, you've come on a bad day. Hey, now what have you got?
Drive home that's always unpredictable.
Enough.
This is Malloy.
Yellow card. That's two yellows. Terrence is technically a red.
Okay. Right. Oh, look at
this. Rosie's here. She can panel.
Go for it.
I can get rid of you.
I'll get out right now.
You will. Rosie? Get ready to go.
Get ready to go.
In the next break, Rosie will be sitting in that chair.
Security's walking into the studio.
You got to be in your body. You got a real beef.
Well,
what's wrong?
RuPaul's Drag Race Down Under is currently on Stan. Brilliant TV show.
It's good.
Absolutely love it. Yes, Aussie comedian Reese Nicholson has been outstanding.
He's a very funny man.
He's so good. He's really, really
live,
good.
But I hear he's great.
And it is my wife's favourite TV show, RuPaul's Drag Race.
You watch a bit. It's something you do together.
So it is something we do together, but my wife watches every single second. She would have watched.
I feel better about you dragging along to the football now, in the fact that you watch RuPaul with her. I think that's a fair exchange of goods and services.
Indeed. Now, there's been a bit of controversy around RuPaul's Drag Race because, one of the Anita Wiglet, one of the drag queens, who played a character of like Queen Elizabeth, episode that was over the weekend. Well, when the show went to BBC in the UK, they actually edited out some of Anita Wiglet's jokes.
Why?
Because they were too offensive to the royal family.
Isn't
this fascinating?
So the BBC stepped in and said, not on my watch, and lopped it off.
Yeah, and it's caused quite a bit of controversy. So I thought, how about that? Jokes are too hot to handle. I wonder what the jokes are. Then I did some investigating. Turns out the joke that was too hot to handle for the BBC, presented by Anita Wiglet, might have been, when I say might have been, definitely was one of Limo's jokes.
What?
Yes.
Hang on.
So
really?
Have a listen.
Are you suggesting that this is an outrageous coincidence or that they've absolutely ripped your joke off?
Well, I'll let you hear. I mean, I know that you're familiar with the joke, but here's Anita Wiglet talking to RuPaul about and where the joke happens on the show. This is RuPaul's Drag Race.
RuPaul, in my household, we have a long tradition of celebrating anniversaries. When somebody turns 100, I write them a letter. And when somebody turns 16, Prince Andrew sends them a text.
Really? Now,
it's a pretty good joke.
If you've seen,
pretty good.
If you've seen me do stand up at any point over the last 18 months, you would have seen that joke.
That's a good joke.
Yeah,
that is a blue chip.
Yeah,
gold plated.
Yeah, it's
your standalone
very
joke.
It's a strong gag and. Look, it's one of my best.
Did you see this coming? You weren't sitting home watching that live when it happened.
Kel saw it happen live.
Oh, my God.
And that's where Kel screams out, "Your joke's been stolen on RuPaul." And then I've got a few random comedians texting
ringing
me as well.
Unbelievable.
A queen's thieving your gear, mate.
Have you taken action?
Well, I messaged Anita Wiglet.
Right.
I haven't heard back yet.
Okay.
I don't know if Anita wants to engage.
Can you contact trace this? Can we go back through all your likes or retweets or something and
find out someone?
Tweeted this joke at the beginning of August last year and it got thousands of retweets likes.
Yeah. You would have stolen it.
I retweeted it.
So it featured on a few different shows and websites and whatever when I did it last year.
Yes.
And it got a lot of love. So it's seen a bit. Few people would have cast their eyes over it over the last 12 months. It doesn't really bother me, but what I don't want to happen is next time I do the joke, someone goes, "Oh, you stole that off of Anita Wiglet. I saw it on RuPaul's Drag Race."
I'm going to buy a ticket to your show.
Right.
And when you do that joke, I'm going to boo. Boo! Boo! That's RuPaul! Boo!
Oh, no. It's my joke. It's mine.
Mate,
leave me alone.
Anyone out there going to see Lemo?
Here's
does
the tip.
That.
Right. Here's the tip.
Now, I haven't seen the rest of Anita Wiglet's act.
Right.
Right. If I start to see material where Anita Wiglet's complaining about her wife and her four-year-old son, then I'll start to get really sus on where this material comes from.
I don't think that's going to happen somehow. Hey, no. Lemo, thanks for swinging
Always
by.
Great.
We really appreciate it. Have you got anything to plug? What are you doing?
Podcast, They Came to Play.
Yep.
Podcast, there They Came to Play, which is a ripper. And you are still on a number of different radio networks.
Yes, I am indeed. Just listen out. Keep your ears open.
Keep your ears open.
For the drive home, this is Malloy.
Do you want to try doing your thing again over the
end?
This is
a drive home that's always unpredictable. This is Malloy.
It is
on
with
Triple M.
I can't get the rhythm right.
Do you know what's shocking?
What?
You've got a performance review coming up. You told me. When is it?
Dan. I don't know. I haven't pursued it.
Imminent. Well, you've
got all
fail.
The paperwork. I'd fail it.
If I was Dan Bradley, I'd play that bit back. Okay, what are you doing?
Yeah. I'm wondering.
Didn't he sack you from a network?
Yeah, from Nova. Yeah, that was the morning's DJ there.
Now he's doing your performance. This is not going to go well for you. And why aren't I called as a witness? I would bury you.
Backup.
You would bury me.
Mate, I support you. I'm your anchor. I'm the guy who lifts you up and, you know.
Do you know what? I want you in my office for a performance review. I'm going to do it.
Your office.
Whoever that is. Rosie, we were talking about Mother's Day. We've had a Mother's Day celebration.
Yeah,
we're talking about the woman from the Malian woman.
Mm.
I keep banging on about it because it does blow my mind. Nine children.
She's had nine.
Five boys, nine. Four girls.
Yes. One birth.
One birth. Yeah. Guess who's hanging around? Angelina Jolie. She reckons she can.
And Madonna.
In the wings.
She's Mars. They haven't been kids from Mars.
Yeah.
I reckon they can just sneak a couple out without anyone noticing.
No.
That would be, can you imagine?
No. Cannot think of anything worse.
What?
I couldn't even have one, let alone nine.
You would be. You'd bung it on, I reckon. You would be. Sometimes it feels like.
What?
Spending an hour with you feels like.
9 months.
Are you in a birthing suite? A lot of complaining and.
Jeez, everyone's coughing it this afternoon.
Rosie's joining us today and helping out on the show.
She
Thank
is.
You.
Whitney's
very
down, Rosie's
very
in.
Much. Mm. And James Blake has joined us. What did you do for Mother's Day?
So it was really nice. We had Saturday night dinner, so jumped in ahead of Mother's Day.
Unusual. Why would you do that?
Dad
had something on Sunday? Or?
Okay. To be perfectly honest, I think Dad left the booking a little bit late and just positioned it as, why don't we do Saturday night?
Something
That's
special.
A good idea. Yeah. So sent the message to all the kids, heads up, 7:30 Saturday night, it's going to be dinner. My brother comes back. With that time doesn't work for me. I need more notice. He's 21 and he needs more notice to go to his mum's Mother's Day.
But what did he have on?
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like it was either another 21st or he just wanted to catch up with his
girlfriend. Feels like you're taking it personally. Like, yes. Was your mum upset or is it just your responsibility to get all huffy?
Actually, it was pretty good because there was more wine for me. Less for him.
Another half a bottle of Pinot Gris.
Some Savvy Bee.
Pinot Noir. It was very oaky. It was nice to share that with mum, just talking about... Nerd alert! Nerd alert! The mossy undertones. Very smooth. Nerd alert!
Nerd alert! And my underpants have mossy undertones. Mossy undertones. That's about it as far as I can say. So did your mum have a good Mother's Day?
She did. Now, is it okay if you only buy your mum a present on Mother's Day around about 2:30 p.m?
Well, it depends what it is, mate.
Is it from the supermarket?
It was a quirky little hip flask that said, "What would Jesus drink?" Because we're a Catholic family.
Why would your mum want a hip flask?
That would have been offensive, wouldn't it?
Well, no, it's you know, like, oh, get it, because it's naughty. $19.50.
Again,
not too bad.
Again. Okay. Nerd alert!
Nerd alert! Anyway.
Does your mum look at that table and go, "I wish I'd never had children"? Do you reckon that thought ever occurs to her when she sits around that table, when she's honking onto her whisper? Going, if only this had never...
No, I think she really enjoys my company.
Does she?
Maybe my brother less so.
No.
Yeah.
Well, I'm still getting over the Marley woman. All right. We're done.
Okay.
Do you want to have one more go at your thing?
No, I'll have one
Come
more.
On,
crack,
mate.
A drive home that's always unpredictable. This is Malloy.
Mick Malloy.
Triple M.
Oh, bugger.
For the drive home, this is Malloy.
This is Malloy, and it's thanks to Specsavers, Mick, where you can get $150 off Specsavers' quality range of multifocal lenses.
Bang.
Limited time conditions apply.
Yes, you can. Over 300 stores nationally.
Yeah.
Some of Specsavers' most popular designer brands include Alex Perry.
Well, he screams glasses.
You just wear those on your forehead.
Yeah.
That's how you test them out.
You
go
even,
in
yeah.
and you just put them on your forehead. You go, oh, I'll take these.
And walk out.
Country Road, that's you.
No,
I
used to work in Country Road, so I know it very well.
What do you mean you used to work at Country Road?
When I was at Menswear, and my Menswear, that was my department, Country Road. It was men's collections, that's what we called
that's
it.
That's a
so.
Bit above you.
No.
I would have thought you'd be a Roger David man.
No way.
Tommy Hilfiger.
Oh, there you
all
go.
All my golf gear is Tommy Hilfiger. Oh, man, do you reckon they could do me a pair of Specsavers when
go.
I look at a golf ball?
Here we go.
Can magically make that ball
go even further?
No,
or into
that's
the...
what I need. A sports lens.
This is it.
On my. Oh, this is.
This great. Is where. You, this is your missing link.
You know what else I want from Specsavers?
What's that?
A pair of Specsavers beer goggles. Now, if I ask them, will they do it?
Not bad.
Oh, the beer goggles.
That's not
you
bad.
You know, we've all worn the beer goggles.
You got your multifocals, then you got your beer goggles.
And you got your beer goggles.
That's
if cool. anyone could harness the technology.
Oh, they're the people that could do it.
To do it.
Yeah, yeah.
They're the guys.
And it lasts forever.
Okay, though. What about a monocle?
The Specsavers monocle.
This, I want a monocle.
So,
I'm going to put it. I'm going to go in.
Write these
down. I'm going to kick open the door of the boardroom at Specsavers while they're having a board meeting.
Okay.
I'm going to walk in. I'm going to thump the table and go, "Where's my monocle?
Yeah. Sort of.
Where's
like,
my Specsavers monocle?
Yeah,
this would
Schultz.
Be the greatest.
Yeah.
Sergeant Schultz.
Yeah. Classic monocle.
They bring it into the modern world.
Yes.
Why can't I?
It's very 1920s,
I'd be
isn't it?
Professorial.
Yeah. Well, mate, that's you know what's
a little
old
chain.
That's...
A little chain.
I saw. Okay.
And when I come in. I put my monocle up.
And if you raise your brow, it'll just sort of drop out of your eye too.
What about a monocle beer goggle for now, one eye?
Boy, you are an ideas factory. That's what you
well,
are.
Well, this is all the good ideas.
I'm
We're going
it.
Tomorrow,
we
Dave.
Are going
we are going for our checkup.
We are. You and I together. I was
have,
sort
you
of
read,
thinking,
have you read a chart before? Have you done an eye chart?
I've not done one for 10 years. So
do you know
I'm
what I
due?
Do? Go in early and cheat. I go in and learn them.
I'm not sure that's the idea.
And then I go in
work.
And put hand over one eye
okay.
and then just recite what
do
I
Do you
know.
Have a better eye, left or right? Have you got like a dominant one?
Yeah, I do.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I'm not telling you. It comes from doing too many Three Stooges routines as a child. Doink! Yoink.
We'll find out tomorrow. I was thinking
hey,
I was...
That's the eye test, by the way.
What's that? The Three,
three
Stooges.
Stooges. Doink! This is going to be great. We love you, Specsavers. You're the best in the business.
Yeah.
You make us see straight.
You do.
Right. We just couldn't be happier.
I was thinking as we were driving in today, I thought there's a good song on my mind that we could use when we go to Specsavers tomorrow. So you and I, we're going into Specsavers.
Okay.
The door's open.
Are we in the gets?
We're in the gets, and all of a sudden you can see. Oh, look. look. Specsavers.
We dance into Specsavers. Woo! And then they use it as an ad.
That's right.
You and me, are we dancing together?
Monocle, beer goggles.
Are we throwing glasses into the air?
It's a pillow fight.
All right, I love it.
Specsavers get $150 off their quality range of multifocal lenses.
For the drive home, this is Malloy.
Hey, that's about it for another day of Malloy. Beautiful. Miss Today Show, by the
Who's
way.
Who's in tomorrow?
We've got Adam Gilchrist
Adam
on the
Gilchrist,
show.
Gilly. One of the best in the business.
Yeah.
He with a bamboo bat could put it over the big sticks.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen him. He's one of the biggest hitters. Mm. When I was in the West Indies, mm-hmm. and we were in Barbados for that final. He hit one of the biggest sixes I've ever seen into the top stand.
Wow.
And even Sir Vivian Richards said, I don't think I've seen a bigger six.
What an honour.
Than that.
Jeez.
I said, wait till I start wheeling the Willow Vivian.
Yeah, yeah. So that You'll tour of the West Indies, was that the same time you're around the Island of Mystique? Was that same tour that we...
If you ever bring it up, right? Not even in casual conversation.
Because I was watching The Crown.
It's a red card.
Princess Margaret
red card,
was there.
Dave.
Lucky the show's done.
Wouldn't last 5 minutes. Not last 5 minutes.
I am fascinated by that place.
Mystique.
Mick Jagger.
Let's just say it's a bit eyes wide shutty. As long as you mind your own business, you get away with it.
But righto. Open-minded. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, it's very close to certain people we know, famously, some who are no longer with us.
Oh, we're going to do a deep dive into this.
Hey, I'll let you know all about it. It's all in my book. Who else is on the show?
Oh, and Hamish Blake will be here as well.
You weren't going to mention that?
No, I was going to mention Hamish. I'll just the music starts and grow a bit of momentum before the
Sometimes
show finishes up.
You're worrying me.
Yeah, off the ball. It's only a moment. All right. We'll get better as we go.
It'll be good.
On. Hamish Blake will be fantastic.
That's a top quality show. See you tomorrow.
Here, Hamish. Malloy tomorrow. Triple M.
This has been the Malloy Drive Show podcast. Get $150 off Specsavers quality range of multifocal lenses for better vision near or far. Should have gone to Specsavers. Limited time, conditions apply.